Thanks so much for joining me. I am super excited to introduce to you Isaiah Robin. He's a music artist, a public influencer, a voice for truth, and first and foremost, a disciple of Jesus Christ. You can find him at Instagram at Crazy with a K, K-R-A-I-Z-A-Y. YouTube, Isaiah Robin, Facebook, Isaiah Robin. And he's got clothing apparel at Godly Vibes, GodlyVibez.com. Isaiah, thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for having me.
I told you I've been kind of cyber stalking you a little bit. I've been following you and I love the message that you're putting out there. I love how bold and how brave you are. I'd love for you to spend just a minute or two or three, whatever you feel is necessary, on your background. Why are you here? How did you get here?
Well, first of all, I'm completely at a different place than where I was before about 2 years ago, September 16, 2020. Before that day, I was completely in the world. I was selling drugs. I was partying. Women here, women there. Always just doing things that the enemy was just influencing me to do, you know. And I had no idea this one night, you know, that the Lord was going to completely change my desires. That's exactly what happened. It was a supernatural experience that I had with the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord came into my room and completely shifted my desires. I can't really go into detail other than saying it was supernatural. It was a supernatural power that the Lord, you know, brought to me. And I could feel my sins on one hand and I could feel the love of God on one hand. And I started crying tremendously. I started hyperventilating. And, you know, I couldn't believe what was going on within my temple, within my body. And it was, you know, the Lord just pulling me. And then I completely just surrendered my life and completely fell into submission of the Lord and fell to my face and just bowed down to, you know, to our creator. And ever since then, I just been staying in a path where the Lord wants me and trying to be where the Lord takes me and, you know, just going as the Spirit leads me. And just been growing and elevating in revelation with the word of the Lord. And, you know, just staying with God and trying to stay in God's presence, because we're at a time where, not even just right now, but it's growing more and more wicked. But we've been in times where the world is very manipulating and deceiving, especially if you're not, you know, in your word, especially if you don't know who God is, you will fall into that pit very easy. You'll fall into that darkness very easy. You'll fall into that dark cloud very easy because there's no light, you know, and everything we see from billboards to different TV shows, from everything we hear to the radio to different award shows where a lot of these rituals take place. It's all demonic. It's all darkness. And a lot of people, they get into it and they're just surrounded by it. But what the Lord is doing is he's raising a remnant like myself and others to penetrate light in those dark areas and have people see that light, which, and that light is God. That light is the creator. That light is the fire of God. And, you know, the Lord is allowing people to see that light and to come into repentance. And that's where I come in. The Lord just pulled me out, you know, one of many that the Lord is deciding to illuminate from the inside and allowing people to see it from the outside. Amen.
I love that. Amen. I love that. So let's go there. Let's talk about a couple of these things. Today, as we're talking, it's July 5th, and you recently posted something about CERN. So for those people who are watching this, describe a little bit about CERN and your understanding of what is supposed to take place later today.
Well, actually, their time is like a day ahead, I believe. But, you know, I just started looking into CERN. I heard different things about it in the past. You know what I mean? And I just started like really looking into it and hearing different things about it and going more into detail, you know. And the more I looked into it, I realized that I found out that they had the largest machine over there. And it's in Geneva, Switzerland. They had the largest machine over there called a hadron particle accelerator, where they collide particles. And they, what they want to do is they want to bring in different elements from different dimensions and this dark matter, this antimatter. They want to bring in different things that they don't really know. They don't really know what it is. However, we know what it is. It's demonic. It's spiritually demonic. They want to bring in, like, I would say, things that are not of this world, but are also not of God, you know. And, you know, they brought in like small things before, like small bits of antimatter before, and they want to bring in more now, because now they're at a point where they're going to start this thing up with more energy than it's ever had before. It's going to be about 13.6 trillion electron volts is what they're talking about doing. And this is not something that's hidden either. This is something that's on there. It's on their Instagram. They're in the open with it. You know, they're not trying to hide it. So it's not something that, you know, it's just like not seen. It's just that the public doesn't really care about it or really pays attention to it, you know, as well as a lot of other things. You start looking more into like movies and things like this. You can see that they put a lot of things in our face. It's just that we don't really pay attention to it or really understand it. And even in the word of God, it says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge, you know? So it's different things that I'm trying to look into and find out more about. And, you know, just have a spiritual eye for these different things, because I feel like a lot of people don't know about it. But if more people talk about it and more people bring light to it, then more people will understand it and get it and get into a place where we come into a place where there's more people in their purpose and there's more people walking with God. Because the fact is, if these things start happening, there's nothing you can do about it except if you're in the Lord. If you're in God, if you're walking with Christ, that's it. That's it. So the more people that we can get to know what's going on, the more people can get to walk in their true purpose with the Lord, the more people can get to come into where they're supposed to be with Christ, the more people we can actually save, the more people we can actually bring into awareness for them to bring it, other people into awareness, for them to bring other people into light. Amen. So.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So you did bring up the music industry. Let's talk about that. In one of your recent YouTube videos, you called out the music industry. Why did you feel the need to do that? And, you know, thank you for doing it. But what made you want to call out some A-list celebs?
Because the youth is the future, you know, and a lot of these celebrities, they have the eyes and the ears of the youth. And what they're doing is, they are leading the youth to destruction, you know, and a lot of times the youth have nobody else to look to, and the youth have nobody else that, you know, are what you would call role models for them and to them. So they look to these people, and that's all they see on TV. That's all they see here on the radio. And, you know, and it's sad because even the higher elites want the youth to come into listening to these people and looking at these people, because these higher elites are demonic as well. They're Satanists as well. And they want destruction. Their agenda is wicked, you know. So what I want to do is, you know, allow people to see the path that a lot of these people are taking, because a lot of times it'll brush over their heads. Even when I was in the world, I was singing different songs that I wasn't really understanding. Like Jay-Z has a song with Alicia Keys talking about New York, but in his verse he says, Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church ends. That is a lyric that brushes over a lot of people's heads, you know, until somebody like me brings light to it, which I did in one of my videos. And so many people were like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I was in that song. So a lot of people don't even understand what they're listening to and who they're listening to until somebody brings it forth and puts it right in front of their face. And at that point, they're putting themselves in judgment. At that point, they know that it's wrong. They know what's wrong and they know what's right. When it's coming to this person and listening to what they're talking about, because our eyes and our ears are portals. What we watch and what we hear is allowing things to come inside of our temple. It's giving access to the enemy, you know, and that's not what we want to do. So what I want to do is bring light to it and put it right in people's face and allow them to see it. Because like I said before, it was another interview where I said something. It was talking about if we're in a dark room, right? And the room is completely dark and we're just living in that room. We're not going to know what's right in front of our face until somebody comes in there with a lighter and lights that lighter. Right. Now you see all the demons around you. Yeah. And God has made me a lighter. God has made different people lighters, you know, and that's what's going on, especially with the music industry, which is very satanic. And that's why I put out that part one. But there's many parts coming, because it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. So,
yeah. Well, Matthew 5:15 says, nobody lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. We light the lamp and put it on a table so that everyone can see. So what you're doing, you are that light. You are spotlighting so much in this world that is that is going wrong. And I gotta say thank you for doing that, because you're such an incredible influencer, and you gotta stay healthy. You got to take care of yourself so you can continue to do God's good work. But by calling out the celebs in the music industry, do you feel like you're under any kind of spiritual warfare attack?
Oh yeah, for sure. When I came home Sunday, I could feel the enemy trying to enter the hedge that was around me, that the Lord put around me. I could feel it, you know? I definitely feel like I'm in a spiritual battle for sure, especially because I'm putting so much out there and, you know, it's attacking the kingdom of darkness. I definitely can feel that, you know, but I also can feel God's love around me. I also can feel God's protection, and God took the spirit of fear away from me. I just got off a phone call before I got on this interview with my friend who wants to come to the Lord. He's saying that he's having out of body experiences. He's astral projected out of his body before. He's been talked to by these different aliens and these different beings telling him different things about God and how, you know, just lying to him, you know. And he's been dealing with that for a little while. And now he's finally like come to the point where he's like, man, you know, I just want to submit to the Lord, you know. I don't know how and this and that. So, I prayed with him and I talked to him about it. But, you know, it lets you know that it's real, you know, and the spiritual realm is more real than this realm actually is, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We're spiritual beings having an earthly experience. And a lot of people don't really understand that. And when I have my friend like that come to me telling me he's astral projected out of his body and he's talking to different beings, it's like, wow, Lord, you truly put me in a place to be able to talk to this man for this situation, for this time, you know, because me and this man were in the world partying together, you know, not too long ago. And he's asking me, like, how did you change like that? You changed in a day. We were partying a couple of days before. And then on this day, you completely changed.
Well, let's talk about that. How did you change? And I know it's the Holy Spirit coming within you, but for people who want that, you know, not everyone who has, the Bible says, not everyone who has eyes can see or ears can hear. And I've talked to some people who have talked about astral projections and things like that. And I've tried to steer them and they don't want to hear it. It's like they've got the blinders on and they don't want to hear what people like you and I have to say. But so what did you say to your friend?
I told him that there's going to have to be a lot of sacrifice done. The Lord can see our sacrifice and, you know, the Lord rewards us for those sacrifices as well. There's different things that he knows does not line up with the Lord that he still has in here. So it's chains. It's chains. It's a stronghold. That's why when I came to the Lord and I realized that it was the Lord that was giving me peace at that moment, I canceled everything. I threw away all the substances I had that I was selling. I deleted every video and things that I felt like the Lord would not agree with that was in my phone. I cut off relationships that I felt like were not beneficial as far as like the kingdom of God, or if they were trying to take me somewhere instead of, you know, them listening to what I had to say about the Lord. I cut off everything that was out of the Lord, because what we don't realize is there's seeds that are planted. There's seeds that are planted inside of our garden, right? And when those seeds get planted, the enemy starts, you know, watering those seeds with false interpretations, with false things, and then those seeds start growing. There's different seeds that can get planted in your head, just like the word of God is a seed. Luke 8:11 says the word is the seed. So God's word is also a seed that gets planted in our head. But we want the Lord's seed in our head and not the enemy's seed in our head. And we can have the seed of the enemy in our head by different things that's going on in the world, by listening to different things. Like my friend was listening to these beings when he astral projected and they be coming to him, they're planting false seeds.
Yeah.
So we need the true seed, you know? And I just told him, like, you know, it needs to be some sacrifice for one. Full surrender needs to happen. Full submission to God needs to happen for the Lord to actually use you as a vessel. Lord wants to use us as a vessel, you know? And he's coming to it, you know? He feels like he just stepped out of the matrix. So, Amen.
I understand that. Well, were you in the music industry, or are you in the music industry? I'm sorry that I don't know, but
Yes, I was in the music industry since I was 7 years old. I was all on TV when I was 17. I was on tour, and I went solo when I was in my 20s, and then I quit music for the Lord. I quit everything for God, and then the Lord brought a lot of things back to my life, and then the Lord brought to my mind, like a while later, where it says, "Seek ye the kingdom first; all else shall follow." So the Lord brought everything back to me that I actually liked doing in the world, but He brought it back for His glory. And He elevated my platform way more than it ever was in the world to glorify Him. And it brings much more satisfaction to me and much more completeness to me, because it's with the Lord. It's with the Holy Spirit. It's with our soul's true soulmate. Our soulmate is the Holy Spirit. Our soul is a falling nature. And it's so deep. Our soul is a falling nature, and the Holy Spirit marries our soul and brings oneness to it to bring us back to the Lord. So our true soulmate is the Holy Spirit. When people say soulmate, you know, they talk about a person, but our true soulmate is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the only compatible match for the soul. And when the soul marries the Spirit, it begins to bring us back to the Father. So, when I was doing music for the world, I was glorifying myself. You know, but now I'm glorifying God, and I feel much more satisfaction in it. I feel completeness in it. You know, the Lord completes me, and I feel a spiritual. I feel myself spiritually elevating. You know, which in the world, you know, it's much different. And I have different friends who are still in the world. My best friend, he stopped hanging out with me for months. You know. And when he finally came back around, he was trying to tell me why he stopped coming around and stuff like that. And I had to tell him, like, you know, it's the spirits on you. They get affected by God that's in me now. They get affected by the light that's in me. And then he had a revelation. He understood what I was talking about, which was amazing. So we talk every so often now, but, you know, people have their own journeys, but I thank the Lord for bringing me into a place where His light can illuminate off of me. You know, and spirits can be affected. People can feel conviction because it's a start, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I, like I said, I followed you because of what you're saying and the influence that you have on this generation, your generation, and people like me, the older generation. We can't do that, what you do. So I wanted to, you know, for whatever it's worth, elevate you, your platform, what you're doing, your voice. And I so appreciate it from somebody who's older. Thank you for what you're doing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I truly appreciate it. I wish and pray nothing but blessings over you and your family and your household and everything you have going on. And even this platform that you have, you know, allowing people like me to come on and speak truth and speak light. So God bless you too.
Well, thank you so much. And I'd love to end with a prayer, if that's okay with you.
Yes, yes. Okay. You or me? Oh, okay.
Go for it. You're my guest. You're my guest. You do it. Go ahead.
Okay. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this time, for this place, Father God. There's a time and place for everything, Father God. And you put us together, Father God, at this time and this hour, Lord, for this specific moment, Father God, because there's going to be a message, Father God, that gets received, Lord, by somebody looking at this platform, Lord, and looking at this show and this interview today, Father God. So I thank you, Lord, for putting me together with my sister, Father, allowing her to find me, Father God, find a vessel, Lord, that is for you, Father, that brings out your words, Lord, and your wisdom, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord, and I pray blessings, Lord. I pray foundation, Father God. I pray strength over her life, over her family's life, Father. I pray, Lord, for courage, Father God, for this platform, Lord, to elevate, Father God, for glory, Lord, and for light, Lord, and for truth, Father, and nothing else, Father God. I pray, Lord, for courage, Lord, for no compromise, Father, for any type of money, Father God, for any type of anything, Lord, that comes outside of truth, Lord, and outside of your will, Father. And I pray, Lord, that today, Lord, we planted seeds, Father, for somebody to receive those seeds in their garden, Father God, and for those seeds to be watered, Father God, and for you to do the increase, my Lord, for you to be above all, Father God, for everything is vanity other than you, my Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we both, Lord, continue to stay grounded in your grace, Lord, in your mercy, in your love, in your strength, in your power, Lord, in your glory, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you so much again. I appreciate it. I hope you come back.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sure. Well, take care. God bless. Have an amazing rest of your day and stay healthy.
Amen. Thank you so much. You too. Right.
We'll see you later. Bye. These are crazy times we're living in. And if you're looking for motivation to get and stay healthy, for fitness and nutrition tips, Bible study, and live coaching calls with me every week, you might be interested in my Wildly Well community. Register at ShemaineNugent.rocks and click on the Wildly Well dropdown. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Look for the blue check, and you might even catch my Dancing Friday videos too. I'm on YouTube, Rumble, and Truth Social. I'll see you there.